This is Apollo Control. We're expecting capsule communicator Ken Mattingly to put in a call to the crew shortly. While we wait for that, we'll pass along some information that we've been requested to gather, and also some additional information on the results of that trans-earth injection maneuver. The trans-earth injection burn occurred on time. It lasted for 3 minutes and 23 seconds. We had originally estimated that it would last about 3 minutes, 18 seconds. We obtained almost precisely the amount of velocity change from that burn that had been planned. The figure that we have at this point is a velocity change of 3,522.8 feet per second. We'd been shooting for 3,522.3 feet per second. So we would only have been off about 0.5 of a foot per second. As a result of that maneuver, our current figure is that splash will occur in the mid-Pacific at 147 hours, 4 minutes, 59 seconds. That's a very precise figure, and I doubt that it will continue to hold true through the coast phase and trajectory analysis that will be done en route back to Earth. And we do anticipate that figure will change. Coming up at 100 hours, 47 minutes, 47 seconds ground elapsed time, we'll be going through the change in the sphere of influence. This will be the point at which the moon's gravity ceases to be the dominant influence on the spacecraft. That will also be the point at which the spacecraft will reach its minimum inertial velocity and then start to accelerate toward Earth. This will occur at an altitude above the moon of 33,821 nautical miles, and at that point we'll be 175,528 miles from Earth. The velocity at that point will be 4,839 feet per second with respect to the moon, and it will be 4,176 feet per second with respect to Earth. We also were requested to pass along some figures on altitude and velocity at the beginning of the trans-Earth injection maneuver and at the end of that maneuver. At the beginning of the maneuver, our velocity was about 5,350 feet per second, and following the maneuver, our velocity was 8,841 feet per second. Our altitude at the beginning of the trans-Earth injection maneuver was 60 nautical miles above the surface of the moon, and at the conclusion of that maneuver, 3 minutes and 23 seconds later, it was 66.5 nautical miles. At the present time, our altitude above the moon is 4,876 nautical miles, and our velocity is 5,587 feet per second and continuing to decrease very gradually. We are still anticipating sometime in the near future a call to the crew, and we'll pick back up again when that comes through. This is Apollo Control at 90 hours, 58 minutes into the flight of Apollo 8.